coffee robs you of sleep. Switch to Postum. Makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Mum and Abner. Very often, it isn't what you say that counts, but how you say it. For instance, in the morning, if instead of greeting people like this...
Good morning. Lovely day, isn't it?
You generally greet them like this.
Oh, good morning. Lovely day, isn't it?
Now, you'll admit that although the words are the same, the meanings are quite different. For in the second greeting, you honestly sound so tired and sleepy that nothing could seem very good. Well, why are you so tired and sleepy? Chances are it's because you don't sleep properly. And maybe coffee nerves is to blame. For while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep from it, many others cannot. So if you think coffee causes you to toss and turn at night, switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind that could possibly make you sleepless. You'll enjoy this delicious, tempting mealtime drink. For Postum, though naturally different in flavor than coffee, has its own distinctive, full-bodied goodness. A steaming hot cup of Postum is cheeringly fragrant and deliciously mellow. So, if coffee keeps you awake nights, drink Postum instead. See if the change doesn't make a difference, even in a few days. And after giving Postum a fair trial, say for 2 weeks, see if you ever slept better. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, you'll remember that when we left our old friends last week, Lum had just received a wire from Florence Beaumont, the rich widow whose newspaper advertisement for her husband Lum had answered by letter. The wire said she would arrive in Pine Ridge Monday, that's today, to meet Lum in person. As we look in on the little community now, the old fellows have anxiously been awaiting her arrival all day. We find Abner over at the Jot and Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Well, where in the world you been, Lum?
There ain't been no call from me yet, has he?
No.
Oh. Well, I can't understand what's keeping her. The mail carrier's done come in. She never come in.
You weren't expecting her to come by mail, was he?
No, but I figured if she come in on the train as far as the county seat, she might ride out with him.
Oh, yeah, right.
She weren't on the bus.
Well, are you sure she's coming in today?
That's what the telegram said. Said we'll arrive Monday.
Well, it's today, all right. Today's Monday.
Yeah, I know. She was worrying me. I hope she ain't backed out on me.
Maybe she's hitchhiking.
Oh, for goodness sake. Woman's got millions of dollars. Ain't going to go around hitchhiking.
Well, she never come in on the bus or the train.
I've been sort of looking around for an airplane.
Airplane?
Yeah, she might be coming in on one of them things. Except we ain't got no airport or landing field.
Hmm. She could jump out with one of them parachutes on. That'd look funny for her to just draft right out there in the street right in front of the store, wouldn't it?
I just about give her up, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that money you spent on that hair tonic for nothing. 3 times you've been over at the barber shop today getting yourself doused with that stuff.
Well, that smell wears out. I have to keep going back. Gotta have something to kill that hair dye I'm always put on. It just smells just like shoe polish.
Yeah, it does. What is it?
Well, I sort of think that's what it is, tell you the truth.
You mean you let him put shoe polish on your hair?
Well, he never looked right. My mustache all black and my hair gravy.
No.
I told him just douse a little on there and, well, you know, mold. Stuff run clean down my neck, down my back.
Yeah, that ain't a very good job, I'll admit that.
Well, the widow won't know the difference. I do think just black hair makes me look younger.
Yeah, if it looks like hair.
Well, Moe says it'll look better after it dries good.
You see a brash and shine. If that's what you need, a good shine now.
Things I never was on comfort in my life. Good mind to take this collar and tie off till I see her coming.
Well, you better not do that, Lum. Taking this all morning to get that collar fastened on you.
That's right, Annie.
Might not choke you to death.
Too dead blame tight. My eyes is bugged out like a tromped on toad crawl.
I don't see how you swallow with that thing on.
I can't. My Adam's apple can't get down in there. Get to the top of that collar and there she sticks.
Yeah. It's sitting out there now like the breastbone of an old turkey gobbler.
Yeah. I thought I had the fella in a corner that invented these things.
Adam's apples?
No, collars.
Oh. Reckon what they're for, anyway.
Well, supposed to look nice, I guess.
I don't see nothing so nice looking about them.
You get a nice tie in there, make your fella.
I mean Adam's apples. What are they for?
Oh, I don't know. Run up and down your neck when you swallow.
I can't get mine to work here.
You have to swallow. Can't do it.
Yeah, I guess them things is just sort of like the elevator. Swallow something, it takes it down your throat and comes back for more.
Yeah. Only mine don't go down.
No.
What time is it?
Well, that clock over yonder says 20 minutes till 4. I don't know how right the thing is.
Dang.
She might have changed her mind, Mom.
I don't know. It sounded like she fell in love with the picture I sent her. What all was it she said?
Huh?
Oh, that's that telegram.
Oh, that's it right there.
I received your lovely letter and your handsome picture. Stop.
I ain't doing nothing.
Leaving at once. We'll arrive in Pine Ridge Monday to see you. Florence.
Yeah, well, maybe she got a picture of somebody else she liked better. That's the trouble with answering an advertisement or somebody wanting to get married. She's looking for the best deal she can get.
I don't believe she'll have any better offers than one I give her.
Better offers than you?
No, sir. Nor that's all the letter I wrote her. I told her I wasn't interested in her money on account of me being independent rich myself.
You told her that?
Well, I might have exaggerated. Said something about how I enjoyed standing out on my front porch to my plantation and watching my cattle graze in the pastures and the cotton blowing in the fields.
Cattle?
Well, I can see them two cows of mine. That's cattle, ain't it?
Cows, I told she got thousands of head down there grazing the way you live.
Yeah, I know, that's the reason I put it in there.
Yeah, what about that cotton? Now, I know you ain't got no cotton.
I never said I had none. I said I could stand there and see it blowing in the field. I can look over on the edge of T-Stunk's field across the road, Tina.
Oh. Well, no wonder she warned you she's coming to see you. You'll have some tall explaining to do, too, Lum.
Yeah, I know. Get her down here, though, is the main thing. I can make her fall in love with me. I never had enough money to get up to Nashville, so I just had to figure out some way to get her down here. And I never wanted to think I was just interested in her money.
I just sort of thinking, oh, what if she's been zaggerating about how much money she's got, too?
Oh, I don't think she'd do that. She said in the advertisement that she wanted to correspond with some nice man that could look after a big estate that her first husband had left her.
Yeah. Well, I just hope everything works out all right.
Oh, it will. I just know it will. I've just got a feeling that her and me is going to hit it right off.
Yes,
with all her money, we can travel all over the world, just the two of us. Whenever we want to take a trip, all we got to do is just pick up and go. Nobody dependence on us. Nothing.
Well, I thought you were talking about building a big mansion here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I did think something about it. Just the two of us out of the way, though, we don't need no great big house. Just a little love nest. Fine, kivered cottage by the side of the road with vines growing around over it. Roses all over the door and a little picket fence. And birds singing and bees buzzing.
You going to have some beehives?
No, just buzzing around the flowers around the place. No. Just a simple life. Be a nice place to rest after we come back off a long trip. Jenny, I hope she's as pretty as I think she is.
Yeah, I do too.
Hope she can play a piano.
Piano?
Yeah, in the evening after supper, she can play some soothing melodies, and I'll sit in a big comfort chair in front of the fireplace with my faithful old dog curled at my feet. Man's best friend, old Leeds. Gaze into the fireplace with my pipe in my mouth and sort of daydream.
Minute, damn fine. Man just couldn't ask for a one act.
No, that is living.
Yeah, that would be fine. Sure would. But I'll tell you now what'll happen. In the first place, you'll take a broom to old Lead every time he sticks his head in that door. And then whaled you a couple of times for smelling up the house with that old strong pipe.
Hmm.
And after supper, she'll have about 40 different things for you to do. The only chance you'll have to gaze into that fireplace is when she sends you out for another load of wood for it.
One, do goodness. You've got about as much sediment about you as a fence post.
Yeah, well, I just want you to know what you're getting into. I ain't talking again getting married. I'm for it. But generally, that fella that writes all them pretty stories about it ain't never been married long.
Well, me and Florence is going to be different, though. Devote our lives to making one another happy. Two people all alone in the world is natural, a whole lot closer to one another.
Cedric Lee, huh?
Huh.
Had himself all bundled up there. I couldn't see who it was.
Pretty cold today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Yeah, come on in the fire.
Hey, Mr. Long.
Huh?
That woman from Nashville, Miss Beaumont, over there at the filling station.
Over at the filling station?
Yes, Mom, I told her I'd come over here and get you.
Well,
oh, my goodness. Where's my hat and coat, Abby?
Yes,
goodness, I got it picked up here.
Yeah.
How'd she get in town, Cedric?
Oh, she's in a big car over there with a chauffeur.
She is?
A big car. Granny, did you hear that, Abby? How does she look, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell a whole lot about her, Mr. Lum. So many youngins sticking their heads out of them windows, you couldn't hardly see her.
Youngins? Are they hers?
Well, I reckon so. They's calling her mama. About 7 or 8 of them.
7 or 8 young, huh?
Now, what's so funny about that?
It looks like you got some boot in the deal, Al. I don't think you're going to have something crawling around that cottage besides mine.
Lum Eddard, family man. When you finish a meal in your family, does everyone get up from the table together? Or does it often happen that one little youngster is made to sit there all by himself until he drinks every last drop of milk in his glass? Well, the problem of children not liking milk is an old one. But there's a smart, modern solution to it. Give little milk rebels Postum made with milk, and just see how it brings them around. Children honestly enjoy milk in this delicious form, for Postum has a golden brown, grown-up look. And its tempting, mellow flavor appeals to every child. Give youngsters all the Postum made with milk they want. For Postum contains absolutely no harmful stimulants of any kind. And since Postum is not a heavy, over-rich drink, it won't destroy a child's appetite for other foods. Look for the directions for preparing Postum made with milk on the Postum container. And win over the youngsters who don't like plain milk with this wholesome, delicious drink. See how willing and eager they are to drink Postum made with milk. To come along with us next Wednesday at the same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, who can live as cheaply as one and about half as well? Drew Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.